Revelation chapter 17. And one of the seven angels came who had the seven bottles and talked with me, saying to me, Come here, I'll show you the judgment of the great whore that sits on many waters, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit on a red beast full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and red, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And on her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of whores and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. And the angel said to me, Why were you impressed? I'll tell you the mystery of the woman and of the beast that carries her, that has the seven heads and ten horns. The beast that you saw was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit and go into hell. And those who live on the earth shall wonder, whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they see the beast that was and is not and yet is. And here is the mind that has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits, and there are seven kings. Five have fallen, and one is, and the other hasn't yet come. And when he comes, he must continue a short time. And the beast that was and is not, he is the eighth, and is of the seven, and goes into hell. And the ten horns that you saw are ten kings, who have received no kingdom yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind, and shall give their power and strength to the beast. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are called and chosen and faithful. And he said to me, The waters that you saw where the whore sits are peoples and multitudes and nations and languages. And the ten horns that you saw on the beast shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God has put in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree and give their kingdom to the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman that you saw is that great city that rules over the kings of the earth.